What inspired this book? Why Wolverine?
I was not raised a geek. I'm a new geek in that I did not grow up with comic books at all. My fascination with the Wolverine character began a few years ago when I was sexually assaulted, and in a very surprising way, Logan served to help me heal and realize that I needed to get angry at the violation and the injustice and betrayal by some. And it started off with me seeing a panel from the Dark Phoenix saga, mm-hmm. where Logan is in the gutter of the Hellfire Mansion, and he's covered in dung and he's beaten in battle. And there was something about that panel on a metaphorical level that just kept drawing me. And I figured it out after a while. And it was that I felt that that was me. So I felt that I was in the gutter, and I felt very beaten. And the worst part of it was feeling emotionally numb. But what caught me, or what drew me to that panel more than anything, was his sneer. You know, like, he's beaten, but he, in the panel, it reads, you know, "Okay, suckers, you've taken your best shot. Now it's my turn." And because he knew that he was not going to take it, and he was going to fight back. And that was part of the connection that I had to him, is that I realized that I needed to become one, just like him, I needed to become one with my own badassery and fight back against what was, you know, what I was being accused of, or, you know, like, people love to blame the victim in that regard. And I just needed to fight back and proclaim my truth. So then I just wanted to delve into everything about Wolverine, all 40-something years of his history, and I realized this is by far a much more complex character than is obvious at first glance, because he's traumatized and wounded and, you know, has experienced more pain and suffering than almost any other superhero. And I think that he reflected not only parts of myself, but, you know, that of millions of his fans across the world. So that was the beginning.
So how do you think your background as a psychologist reinforced the things that you were saying about him in the book?
When I, you know, looking at the Weapon X series and the Origin series, you know, I could have sworn that Paul Jenkins consulted with a psychologist when I spoke with him. I just said, you must have, and he didn't. And they said, you know, this story seems almost real. And as it turned out, it was, and it was inspired by his background. Wow. But so, you know, I could just easily see remnants of, like, complex post-traumatic stress disorder based on, you know, the emotional neglect of Logan's mother, and then seeing the trauma of his father being killed, and then the mutation and all of that. So there were the Origin series, the Weapon X series, among others, definitely drew my attention as a psychologist, because everything made sense, you know, like, according to post-traumatic stress symptoms, you know, like, he has fragmented memories, and in our world we call it dissociative amnesia after a trauma. So his body and mind try to heal, and so in many ways, psychologically, he doesn't just represent pain, but he also represents resiliency and healing, which is what we all strive for.
One of the things that I enjoyed the most about your book is that it's obvious that you're intelligent, and it's obvious that, like, this is for an academic press, but it doesn't necessarily read like that when it needs to. Like, you have this very warm and this tone that kind of reinforces explanation. You know, like, was that difficult for you to do, or, like, did that just come natural to you?
Do you mean explanation of psychological concepts?
Yes, yes.
I think it was natural, because we in regular life, we're in front of our clients, we try not to use psychological jargon, mm-hmm. Because we want people to understand. So we do explain what, you know, we identify the term, and then we explain it. And so I thought it would just be easier for the reader to take the journey with me into how I am analyzing the character, based on psychological concepts, if I just gave brief summaries of and examples of what this looks like in real life.
Who do you think will enjoy this book the most?
Truthfully, mm-hmm. anyone that has ever, well, obviously Wolverine fans, Marvel fans, X-Men fans, that's a given. But for those not familiar, anyone who has ever encountered either personal victimization or societal oppression and can relate to the notion of resiliency and healing through the journey of pain, through embracing pain.
Okay. I was super curious to ask you this, like after I had looked through the book. The depictions of Wolverine as a father and his relationship with Dokken, I always felt like, I don't know if he would necessarily be that bad a father considering all the things that happened to him. Like, do you agree with the way he's been portrayed in comics as a father, or do you think he would be a better father or worse father based on your research on him?
I think that if he allowed himself to embrace his vulnerability as a parent, mm-hmm. he would be a phenomenal father, but that's the main challenge. Mm-hmm. I think he would experience a lot of self-doubt in terms of, well, I am not the best role model, or I am not, yeah. you know, or who am I to do this? And he has, the problem with Logan is that he has a staying power issue. One of the reasons why Jean, although very attracted to Logan, you know, does not choose Logan is because she realizes he's not a safe bet. Once mm-hmm. he gets too comfortable, he will flee. Sometimes in life, the things that we want the most are the things that we fear the most. And I think that is true for Logan, just as it can be for us. And so I think it would be difficult for him to, like, I think he would want to, very deeply want to mm-hmm. Be a parent because he missed out on that on many levels. But I think that he gets that need served through mentoring and Jubilee, among others, mm-hmm. You know, as a member of the X-Men.
What was something that you learned about this character that totally, like, blew you away while researching for this book?
I had no idea that the extent of his psychological and physical torture. I was not prepared at all for that. Barry Windsor-Smith series, Weapon X, is my all-time favorite because it's genius, first of all. I think Mr. Windsor-Smith is a genius in how he portrays psychological torture. He really put the reader there, and in order for me to work with it too, the only way, I knew this was going to be a difficult chapter to write, and I'm sure that it's a difficult chapter to read, which is why I had to put a warning at the beginning of the chapter that we are going to be talking about pure, raw, unadulterated, real-life torture that occurs across the world. And so that's the only way that I could really put the reader in that chamber with Logan as his body is being violated and as his mind is being violated, as he's fighting for his humanity. So as I was writing that chapter, it was the only one where I either needed a scotch at the end of the day or I needed a Disney film because it was brutal. It was very hard. So that was probably the most surprising, and it made me feel the most compassionate towards the character because I think more than almost any other Marvel character, he's endured more pain and suffering than one could ever imagine.
How does it feel to kind of rub elbows with people like Paul Jenkins and Chris Claremont and all of these other creators during all these cons? Because, I mean, you're like one of them now.
Yeah, it is pretty thrilling. I think I needed to pinch myself moment was when I met Chris Claremont, and he and I debated as to, you know, who's the love of his life, you know, is it Jean Grey or Marie Kondo? And we're actually holding this debate, you know, on stage. And the other moment was, you know, meeting Roy Thomas with everything that he's done, and Len Wein. I have become starstruck. And this is a new world to me, but what has been amazing, aside from being starstruck, is how I have been embraced by the comic book community. Mm-hmm. And in speaking to these creators and writers and illustrators, you know, when I brought up the idea at first, you know, there's curiosity, but then ultimately we started talking about pain and how our own pain gets projected onto the page. And so many of them ask the same question that you started off with, why this character? And I would say things like, well, he's the most popular Marvel character. And then they would, all of them inevitably would pause and smile and nod, and they would say, great, now tell me why you're really writing about Wolverine. Because they knew probably that the same thing that drew them is the same thing that drew me, which is the mythology of what he represents.